Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
I can tell you from my own personal experience that there were things I didn't understand as a kid, but I could sense. And I don't want to give off the essence to my children that how your life looks online is more important than the actual memories you're making. What's up, everyone, and welcome back to another Coffee Talk podcast episode. Today, I want to chat with you guys about a topic that is very relevant to my life right now. I do want to make the disclaimer today that by no means is this conversation a judgment. I don't like to, as a human being, push my perspective on anybody else. I am a big believer in protecting people that are unable to protect themselves. People like children, people like animals, things like nature. Needless to say, I still, even with believing those things, will not push my views on people because I don't think that's, one, how you get people to even change their minds to begin with. And two, I just don't feel like that's my calling here on Earth. In fact, there are some amazing creators that I watched to date that have chosen to include their children in their content, like extensively, more extensively than I'm going or planning to. And actually, I've learned a lot and have prepared a lot for my own journey into motherhood because of that content, which I'll get into when I go into the pros of this type of content. I don't have all the answers. I'm not going to pretend to have all the answers. It's a conversation, and I think it's an important conversation to have in the day and age we live in because all of us are new to this. I myself am in a platform that turned into a career, sharing my own personal life by my own choice, by my own discretion. And thus, when your life becomes your job, and then in your life, you start moving into phases or perhaps milestones, or you make the active decision to go on to get married or start a family or to have children, it's more important for everybody to keep an open mind and to stay inquisitive about these types of things and explore all options and all perspectives than to like condemn and make everybody that does one choice wrong or one choice right or whatever. I have been in the world of YouTube for about 10 years now. And at the beginning, I never thought it was going to become my job. I never thought it was going to become my career. I never thought it was going to become what it has become for me today. When it did, when it really did start to take off, which would have been, it was like a shorter takeoff, smaller takeoff, 2014, 2015, big takeoff, 2016, 2015, going into 2016. That's when I hit 1 million subscribers on my vlog channel. I came on the up and up in YouTube during the beauty guru era, but also the like lifestyle guru and kind of like the teeny bop guru. And that was my content. I definitely made that kind of bright routines and how to get ready for back to school and all of that during those later teen years. And then as I entered my 20s, I started to do things like travel vlogs and, you know, moving to the big city for my first time. And I was really documenting my life, and I have always enjoyed it. I mean, there's definitely hard parts. There are difficult parts of it, but I was doing something I love. I am still doing something I love. It's a bit different today. And it paid my bills, and I got to be creative, and I got to document my life. Like, I loved it. And in my mind at the time, especially when I think back to about 2015, I remember following a lot of families, and more so on Instagram than I did on YouTube, but I did follow a few of them on YouTube as well, and thinking like, oh, that's definitely gonna be the next step. That was what made sense in my mind, that when my channel, as I grow, my content grows up with me. And so I just assumed, as I become a mom, I'll probably just expand my channel into motherhood and expand my channel into sharing my children and sharing my partner and sharing that side of life. And this is one of the weird parts of making this choice in life, but you can go back and see past relationships I've had, really start to try and include them into videos, and it just didn't feel right to me. Like, I always felt uncomfortable forcing people to be on camera. I ended up actually dating somebody that was in this field, that was in a, or at least a similar field. And I think I did that thinking like, this will be it. Like, this makes sense. Now we can both just create and we can take content of each other. We never have to ask each other questions. But off screen, that relationship didn't click as much. And I then came to learn very, very quickly in the span of less than a year, how dangerous that can actually be as well when you're both in the creator world, because then your relationship kind of starts to center around what content you're going to create that day. And that was the first like taste of this that I ever really had. That was a pivotal year for me. I was trying to get my life to even more so click or align with being able to basically film everything. That, I think, subconsciously was a driving factor for me to try different lanes with my channels back in the day and try to incorporate people in my life more into my channel, because I was also seeing it everywhere. And this is like even before getting into the idea or the discussion of family vlogging or just mommy vlogging, is like I would watch people and feel to an extent a little bit of envy when I would see all of these creator friends get together and get to just vlog each other without feeling like they couldn't or feeling like uncomfortable. Like, I love the people in my life. They will forever be my core people, but they are people that did not choose to share their private lives online. And no matter how much people would say, oh, I don't mind if you film me, or do you want me to film this for you? It just never felt natural, because I, one, am very, very good at reading energy, so I can tell when I put a camera on somebody, I can tell when they're uncomfortable. All of a sudden, you're aware that there's eyes on you. And not only that, I also never, ever wanted to put anybody in the lane way of people picking them apart or like starting to judge them. And so, yeah, there's only a few people in my life that you really have ever seen on my channel, and past partners that, as the relationships progressed, it was like I would try and get them in, but only to their comfort level, you know? And they were old enough to give consent to that comfort level. I've really come to a place in my life where I'm comfortable almost looking at my vlogs as me just giving little video journals, like as if I'm literally journaling to myself or my future self and sharing it with anybody that might relate, and showing little bits of B-roll of the people in my life, but not putting a camera in their face and getting them to like talk or like share who they are, you know? And that is where I landed on comfortably for myself. I've always known I wanted to become a mom. So like in my head, I thought, oh, I'll get there one day. I would watch though, people I really loved online who were 5-10 steps ahead of me in terms of also wanting to be mothers and getting to there, like they were doing it long before I was. Very innocently, I never thought about it from any other perspective, because I thought their only viewer base were probably people like me, right? People that wanted to also know what was going on in their kids' lives from a very supportive, understanding stance, and that would always give their family boundaries, would never try and like figure out where they live, would never try and do things that would ever harm that child or harm that family or make anybody feel uncomfortable. Fast forward now, I understand that's not the case. And it sucks, because you can't choose who's gonna watch your content. When you post publicly, it's publicly. Anybody can have access to it. There are a percentage of people, and it's probably actually not that small, which is even scarier to think about, but a percentage of people that make it so sharing specifically children online isn't safe. The people that would never ever do anything to make that child feel unsafe, they're not allowed to have it either, because it's like you either give it to everybody or you give it to nobody at all. As I became pregnant, this was suddenly something I had to decide for myself. Like, okay, now I'm at that fork in the road. What am I gonna choose to do? Now, specifically, I've shared my pregnancy because my pregnancy is me and my body, and I've shared little bits of my pregnancy and documented it along the way, and that to me felt safe. I felt comfortable with that. But there was this looming question of like, okay, but what's gonna happen after pregnancy? Am I gonna show my child? Am I gonna share my child? Am I gonna document my child? How much will I share? I've been thinking about this pretty much since I found out I was pregnant, is like, this is gonna change everything. How is it gonna change? I have to make that conscious decision myself. Something in my intuition kept on telling me to explore this idea, to really dig into it, see it from all angles before just kind of going out there and sharing my kid. Some of it was already rooted in me, because in the last 2 years, since 2019 pretty much, since I learned those hard lessons, and also on the flip side too, the other thing that I didn't even discuss was things that I read about my partner at the time that was a fellow creator made me so angry and made me want to protect him, because here I was introducing this person to my realm of life, my platform. And the bigger you are on the internet, like, the bigger your hatership's gonna get. And I actually do feel very blessed and lucky that I haven't had a big amount of hate. And if, or maybe I have, and I just like, I don't seek it out. I don't go looking for pain, because it's like, why would I go looking to get hurt? There's not enough hours in the day. And even if there was, I would spend it doing other things. I have seen things. I have come across forums. I've come across comments that weren't really fun. But once I knew they were there, I just let them be there and went on with my jolly day. Let it go, moved on. When I found out that the same areas, those same little like small pockets of hate attacked people in my life, that was an eye-opener for me. And when I found it, I actually found those forums in 2019, and they went back into, it went all the way back, I went back a few pages into the previous relationships I had had, previous phases of my life, and I have never felt so angry. And I wasn't angry about what was being said about me, because say what you want about me, but when you say shit about the people I love, that was the first time I ever realized, like, wow, I can't protect people from this. If they choose to show themselves and share themselves with my job, my vlogs, my public platform, I can't stop anybody from saying anything about you. And that made me very particular and very conscious of that going forward. So those seeds were already planted. Now you throw a baby into it. Now you throw a child into it. And holy crap, I haven't been able to let this go. My intuition has not been able to let this go. My partner now, he's very comfortable with me documenting things, but we've actually had to have these conversations now as we're starting a family. And it started with talking about a birthing vlog and whether or not we were gonna film or document the birthing of our son. And I specifically said, either way, yes, I want it filmed for us. We can decide later, because this was a very early conversation, what we will do with that footage. And in that conversation, he said to me, he would prefer the actual birthing part not be shared. I think that's exactly what opened the door for me, is then I went and I started watching birthing videos, and I'm so glad I did. Again, so grateful for the women that have put that stuff out there, because it's helped me prepare a lot for my own birthing experience. So I'm not here to say one's right and one isn't. But my partner specifically saying to me, I don't want that intimate portion where our son is literally you're pushing. I don't want that on the internet. You want to do like leading up where you're like, oh my gosh, I'm having contractions. This is what's happening. Cut, next day, baby's born. Fine. But I don't want like the baby coming out and us crying on the internet. And like also for people in our town to see, like he grew up in a small town, in the small town we live in. He's like, that's weird to me. Like that makes me uncomfortable. And I respect that. I'll tell you my thoughts and concerns that led me to my decision, and I'll tell you what I think the pros are to this type of content and why I don't think it's all bad, and my personal final conclusion and where I sit with it. And I wrote these things down because I like you probably already can tell from today's chat, I'm just, my brain could go on and on and on about this. I've been thinking about it a lot.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
So here are my thoughts and concerns when I sat down and weighed my pros and cons with openly sharing my child online, openly sharing from birth, intimate moments with my son or and my partner or our family that we're starting, and documenting absolutely everything and sharing absolutely everything. So the first is the absolute unknown. Like I said, 20 years ago, this wasn't something we had to think about. I have no idea if I were to share every intimate detail about my son, how that's going to affect him 20 years from now when he goes to get a job. Let's go even earlier, 15 years from now when he goes on a first date and the girl that he or guy or whoever they're going to go on that date with can watch every intimate moment of their life and know everything about them from birth. Further than that, let's go back even earlier. What about when he's 5, 6, 7, 8 and in elementary school and kids can be kids? What if he's got a bully? Or what if there's a group of kids that none of them have any of their childhood on the internet and they can go on and pull up videos of him getting his poopy diaper changed, you know? Like that, when I think about myself at 5, when I think about myself at 15, when I think about myself at 20, I would not want that on the internet. I was bullied in high school already without any of this. I couldn't imagine if the awkward era of my life was shared online, or even earlier than that, if there was like personal things about me online that people that didn't like me would have access to. It could be a positive thing, but I'm not willing to play that card. Second one, when I talked about in 2019 dating somebody that was in a similar field, I can tell you from that very, very informative experience that when that is something that is kind of like the pinnacle, then all the things you do are like almost a subconscious urge to create content out of. So you make choices for content. And it worries me that even if I had really, really, really good intentions, if I changed my channel into a family channel, then subconsciously, even if I had great intentions, there would be this sudden pressure to kind of centralize everything around the content it would create, doing things solely to create content. That is something that even if he didn't understand, even if him or any of my future children didn't understand, I can tell you from my own personal experience that there were things I didn't understand as a kid, but I could sense. And I don't want to give off the essence to my children that how your life looks online is more important than the actual memories you're making. I don't know why I want to cry right now, probably because my hormones are raging, but I'm getting emotional too, because like this is also true outside of like family vlogging and stuff. I love what I do. I love documenting my life. I've done it my whole life. You can ask my family. You can ask anyone that knew me even before YouTube. I was always taking pictures. I've always been taking videos. I've always just wanted to hold on to everything I possibly can. Like, I'm very sentimental. But when it did become my career, when it did become my job, like there was an essence with that that I had to heal and struggle with first, but definitely heal. And I still, it's such a gray area even today. But even in sharing my life today, I know my vlogs aren't what they used to be. I know people don't like them as much as they used to. Some people love them, and I love you guys for those of you that have sent me specific messages being like, I love your new era. I love the countryside life. I love that you just like are so much more real and authentic and all of that, and I thank you. But for the most part, like if you want to grow online, if you want to do well, like you really do have to think about what you're creating. And it pulls you so out of the real moment. It pulls you so out of the memory, because all you're worried about is curating a perfect moment, curating a perfect video. Even if it's a travel vlog, like it's like all you're thinking about is the content it's gonna create. And it sucks, because when it's paying your bills, when it's your job, that means that you, that's it. Like there is no separating those things. And again, that's why intuitively, before even understanding what I was doing, I was separating things and trying to get into yoga instructing and moving into things like memberships and hosting community and creating a space where people could come and have conversations and hang out and finding different revenues of income, where I also felt like I was contributing more, where I was able to give you more than just a curated day in my life. And I still vlog, I still love documenting, I still love vlogging, but that is something that I don't want to pass off that type of intrinsic value system to my children, that everything we do, we only ever do it for content. Yeah, that is a worry. There's also the moral issue, and I do have to discuss this, because when this becomes your job, when creating videos based on your life becomes your job, you are literally profiting off of your life experiences. It would feel weird or morally corrupt to me to profit off my child's life, to profit off my child's experience, to profit off of like if he had a bad day or a temper tantrum or he's upset or any kind of issues he's having, health issues he's having, to create content out of that and then monetize that and profit off of that feels really weird and really wrong. And even if I told myself, oh, I would put all that money away for him, which I've even started opening my vlogs up and coffee talks back up to sponsorships that I really actually mesh with the brands. I did that for a specific reason. I'll only choose brands that are for me, that are from my own personal experience, that will never have to do with my child. And that is solely to put money away for him for whatever he chooses to do with his future, whatever it is, be it school, be it going into trade, starting up a business, whatever he wants to do. I wanna have some side income that I can easily generate, but I've chosen not to in the past few like years, specifically this last 2 years. I chose to stop doing sponsorships because as long as I can pay my bills and live comfortably, I don't care. Now I'm opening that door again so that I can put money away for him. And I feel very privileged to have that option to work with my income that way. Like that, this is a very, very honest chat today, like in full front honesty. It will never feel okay to me to gain income, even if it were to go away to him or for him, off of his experiences, off of his life, off of his moments, especially without him being able to say, like, I wanted that shared or I didn't want that shared. And then obviously we kind of touched on this earlier, but not just the mean people online, because like I said, I can't stop anybody that chooses or consciously or can actually give consent to be in my content, what people are going to say about them. But they are full grown adults. They can choose whether or not they're going to give a shit. Most of them don't, if they choose to be in a video or be in a vlog. The fact that I wouldn't be able to protect him, not only from mean people online, people that would maybe pick apart his appearance or pick apart his tendencies or behaviors as a child, as a literal child that is just trying to figure out what the earth is and what life is. But further than that, and the hardest part to come across is creeps on the internet. The percentage of people, of predators, that are looking for child content for disturbing reasons. And I refuse to, like, no, that's just not gonna happen. No. When I moved to where I live today, it was literally because my sister was having a baby and I wanted to be there through that journey, through that experience with her. And I've had questions and people say, like, you never really show your niece. Like, are you even really close with your sister? That is an actual question I got DM'd, was, are you even really close with your sister? Because you moved there to hang out with her, to be there with her, and we never see her, or you never show your niece. And yes, my sister is my best friend. My niece is my world. She is the cutest, most adorable little being in the world. I want to also protect my niece. I don't even know when that clicked, but it just felt safe. Like, even at the few times I have shared my niece, I made sure to ask my sister, and it's literally like me waving to her for 5 seconds. My sister has a private Instagram. She keeps her life private for a reason. That's why I don't share. Of course, I would love to share. I would love there to be a possible way to show what it's like being an auntie, to show how amazing my niece is, how adorable my niece is, to have taken a picture with her when she was a newborn. I have pictures sitting and holding her. I have pictures of her as a newborn that I just didn't post because it's like, I didn't know then because I definitely hadn't thought about it as much as I had thought now. What I did know and what my intuition just told me to do was just don't post it. Like, that doesn't have to be shared. It felt too personal. I felt too protective. Like, that's pretty much what it boiled down to. Those are my worries and concerns. Not black and white. I know some people will say it is black and white. It's a gray area for me because I'm gonna talk about a few pros here. I know this is a long chat. I digress. Let's jump into some of the pros because I do think there are some pros, and I can say from firsthand experience that I have felt the positive influence of people that have chosen to share. One being, so birthing vlogs. I am choosing my own specific birth journey for a reason, and I was able to watch similar people go on that exact same birth journey on YouTube, and it has prepared me so much. There's a demographic of people that will and do watch this content that it's technically meant for that would be harmless. I can tell you, as a soon-to-be mom, watching women and multiple women go through what I'm about to go through has prepared me, and I'm so grateful they shared it. Watching moms figure it out in vlogs and talk about figuring it out, I think that's a pro. Like, and I think that that's actually possible without showing your child or showing too much of your child. I think that you're able to discuss kind of the challenges of motherhood. You can discuss hacks, you can discuss things you're learning along the way, you can even share stories without sharing personal intimate details about your kid. Like, I think that's possible too. And so I'm glad that there are people out there doing it. I hope I'm going to be able to gracefully walk that line. I won't always get it right, but I do plan on still letting it be a limb of who I am because it is who I am. It's going to become a part of who I am. But I just will be very, very conscious about sharing from my personal point of view with my own personal consent about what I'm feeling and going through, and not sharing what my kid is feeling and going through, or what my kid, you know what I mean? Trying to find that graceful line. It also shares an experience, because when you get into things like postpartum depression, which is something that I'm not going to say I'm worried about, but it's something that runs my family, I've even watched videos on that to prepare myself for what could happen there. And I think that that again is, like, I mean, even again, outside of pregnancy, talking about my own mental health, I know has helped not only me heal, but I've had people say that opening up about those stories has helped them heal. And so there is a level of connection that comes from sharing vulnerable moments. And those vulnerable moments can really help other people going through vulnerable moments. I just don't personally want to share the vulnerable moments of my kid. Like, I can share the vulnerable moments of myself. And if I do go through postpartum, or if I don't, I hope I don't, knock on wood. But if I do, I can personally share that again without sharing anything about my kid. I guess it's kind of all the same pro, but it's just like you can share experiences, connect through those experiences, inform people about what those experiences can be like, or prepare people for what those experiences could be like, or again, you can just have literal harmless people that are like in my demographic that would be just curious or interested or maybe one day want to become a mom. And then the last pro, which is again, it's not necessarily, I'm not saying this is a trade-off, but it's having your memories and your life documented. That is a pro. The thing is if we're gonna be super, super honest here, you can do that without posting it. You can still document everything. You can still take all of the videos, all of the vlog footage. Even for my delivery, I'm gonna be filming the whole thing. It doesn't mean I need to put it all online. Even if I don't have time to edit it, it doesn't need to be very fancily edited. I could literally just condense it into like a 1 hour unedited video, save it to a hard drive, or cut as much of it out as I can, or at least that I will feel comfortable with not sharing, and then put that version out, you know? And so here is my personal final conclusion, okay? Because I've been rambling a lot today. Let me take a sip of lemonade. So this is where I've sat. It's gonna be hard to get it right. It's gonna be hard for me to get anything right. I'm gonna stumble, I'm gonna make mistakes, and I know that, and I have to give myself that like I need to not put the perfectionistic pressure on myself with this. I'm still gonna document my life. In those video journals, there's still so much content I can make. I still am who I was before I even entered pregnancy or will enter motherhood. And those videos can still keep rolling out. I can still keep sharing the meals I'm making. I can still keep sharing the workouts. I can still keep sharing like my morning routines and my night routines without showing like too much of my kid, you know? Maybe show like is me picking him up out of the crib, but like I don't need to like, you know, at least that, which leads me to my next point. Like, it's never going to be centered around my kid or possible plural future kids. My content, I don't want it to be centered around them. I have decided that I'm going to show what he looks like here and there. I don't even know how much I will. I really don't know until I get there. No medical information, no personal private information. The way I'm going to go about it, and this is what's helping it be a little less gray area, is asking myself in hindsight to my childhood, would I have wanted that permanently on the internet as I was growing up or not? And that is gonna kind of be like my guide rail, because even though I know I'm gonna be a different person, my son will be a different person, or my children will be different than who I am, maybe you'll see like him blurred out in the background taking a nap, but like you'll never see him potty training. You'll never see me change a diaper online. There will never be private, personal, medical information. I will still share family memories, like maybe our Christmas pictures or his infant photos, but like, you know, yeah, he's not gonna be a central part of my content. In fact, he will be just kind of like how my partner is right now in my content, which is like you see him in glimpses. That's where I've sat on this, and that's the choice that sits right with me. The more you share, and the crazier it is, and the more out there it is, and the more private and personal it is, the better it does. It's crazy. It's wild. It's, again, it's a conversation we can have another time of like, why is that? Like, I've been very intimate and personal online. I've shared a lot of my private and difficult experiences, but that's as somebody over the age of 18 that chose to share those things. And even then, in hindsight, before the ages of like 25, there's a lot of things that I wish I could go back and guide myself to share better, or maybe not share so detailed, because once it's out there and you can't take it back. And I own that for myself. I've chosen this path for myself. I am aware that there are cons to it and consequences of it, but there have also been pros. I've also been able to do something I love, and it's also given me the opportunity, even in a decline of choosing to do something that was way less popular, that wasn't as trendy, that wasn't perhaps what would have done better, by making things confusing, by creating the Co's channel, by moving things over to a business platform, by hosting and doing yoga classes and trying to just like try different new things. I understand, and I even accept the consequences of those choices. But at the end of the day, nothing is worth, one, your peace of mind, but also two, for me, nothing will ever be worth my child's privacy. It would be so much easier for me to have tried to ignore what my intuition was telling me and just share, knowing that that would do really well, that people are naturally curious, and most people are harmlessly curious. Like, the vast majority of anybody I know and have talked through that watch my channel, that support me in my life, like I was gonna say career, but also my life. Like literally I've shared so much. We've gone through so much online together, so many memories and just so many avenues and so many milestones and so many challenges. And like so many of those people, the vast majority, if not most of those people, would genuinely have watched me go into motherhood and share it all and share my child and love that child as much as possible that you could possibly love someone you've never actually met other than through a screen. And I know that it would be so innocent and it would be so pure and just and loving, but like that wouldn't be the case for every single person that would watch. It also wouldn't be fair to when he gets older and looks back and thinks, I didn't really get to choose that. This is a new era we're growing up in now. It's a new time on the planet. It's a new time to be alive. And thus, this is why I thought so deeply about this. This is why I didn't come to this very lightly. And this is also why I will choose not to judge anybody that does any or chooses anything different, because it's not an easy, it might not be an easy decision for everybody else. I actually, you know what, as easy as it was to like, when I formulated it through the perspective for myself of like, nothing will ever be worth his privacy, his right to his own life. That said, up until making that formulated like bold thing for myself, everything else will kind of persuade you or make you feel like it's totally okay because everybody else is doing it and it's not that big of a deal. Actually, you know, not everybody else, because then the other thing that I didn't even talk about today is something else that really ran through my mind is a lot of the people that I love the most in like Hollywood don't share their kids, specifically like Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds. Couldn't tell you what their kids look like. I'm still gonna be hosting the membership and community space and doing live events and such, even as after I give birth. And those will be completely unrelated to motherhood. Like the hangouts that we have are this month very spiritual, next month very self-care. September are just, October will be fall. Like we're, and like a lot of it's gonna be community conversations, community coffee talks where you literally sign on and we all chat about certain topic starters. And it's really fun. And it's nice because again, it's so separate from like sharing my personal life in the day to day, but I still love vlogging. I still love documenting. And so it'll be interesting navigating that experience and figuring that out as I go into it. But I know where my boundaries are. There it is. I know where my boundaries are. I'm gonna have fun learning to create within those boundaries without losing my sense of connection and authenticity in sharing my personal story. Just me, mine, as a consenting adult. There you go. This was such a chatty chat. I feel like I rambled a lot talking about all of this and really just being in it and really needing to formulate this for myself was a weird like side thing that's been really on my mind. And so to actually finally sit down and talk about it was very cathartic today and releasing, but also I feel like it'll help perhaps just anybody that, you know, might be wondering like, oh, why isn't she sharing as much or showing very much or whatever on my vlog channel? Like, this is why. This is why. I'll just point anybody that might ask that question to this video as well, which will help. And I'm so open to hearing all different sides of this. And I would love to know what your thoughts are on things like this, whether you're a parent or not, whether you watch family or mommy vloggers or you don't. Like, what is your thought process on all of this? I'd love to hear it down below. And with that, I'm gonna leave you here. I love you guys all the way to the moon and back, and I will chat with all of you in the next coffee talk. Thanks for hanging out today. Bye guys.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.